I've got to say, I've got so much love and appreciation for all of the Rob as a Podcast patrons, not just most of them, all of them. Find out more about the benefits of becoming a Rob as a Podcast patron at robhasawebsite.com/patron. That's robhasawebsite.com/patron.
The smartest guys around are about to break it down like they've won the game a million times.
Well, actually, they didn't really win the game at all.
Survivor know-it-alls.
Yes, that's right. We are live here after episode number 2 of Survivor Heroes versus Healers versus Hustlers. And sad to say, a little bit of a sad birthday party that no Stephen Fishback, but cheer up, everybody, because Chaos Cass is here to give out the birdie. Cass, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm so dumb that it took me until just now to get why it's the birdie. I was going to ask you why it's
the birdie. Clearly because the bird eats the fish, right?
Yeah. And it clicked in my head as I was introducing you, Cass. How are you?
I'm good. It was on the top of my notes, so I didn't really mean anything by the birdie.
Yes. Okay.
As I never have by the bird.
All right. Well, very excited to get into everything here with you after this second episode of Survivor. A night where I have to say Survivor did like a real 180 on me, where I thought in the beginning, oh, OK, Simone's definitely going home. Then they really talked me into Patrick. And then by the end of the episode, I was shocked that it was Simone. They deked me out that it was Patrick.
I agree. I was like, this is too obvious. There's no way it's Simone. She's getting the Garrett Adelstein edit, you know, and then we've got Patrick and people are like Lord Bolton. And I'm like, I'm sorry, he's a ginger. I thought he was Theon. Didn't Bolton cut off the willy of Theon? I don't know what's going on the Twitter with the. Anyway, it was very confusing, yet it was straightforward.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll get into everything here with Cass. Maybe you can make sense of why Simone was the one to go out and not Patrick as we talk with you guys here live, #RHAP. We've got a lot of stuff to get to here in these next couple of days. If anyone is really itching for Stephen Fishback, have no fear. Stephen Fishback will be my guest on the recap tomorrow. So I will be talking with Stephen Fishback in the afternoon before I head out, Cass, for the Survivor match game at the Hollywood Improv. Very exciting night with the survivors trying to match with the contestants.
Wait, was JT a listener? Because that's the only one who would itch for fish, right?
Yeah.
Sorry. Gotta get the giggling in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah. I know. JT.
Wait, # itch for fish. Can we get that going?
That's the number one contender in the clubhouse. If you want to be there with us in person tomorrow night, you go to robhasawebsite.com/matchgame. We'll also have our voicemail podcast coming up this weekend with Akiva Whitaker. And then Simone will be my guest on the exit interview coming up on Thursday. So, Cass, how have you been?
I'm great.
How's life in Texas?
It's great. I mean, I love Texas. I'm not going to say anything about gun control right now and the crazy Texans, but, you know, I'm enjoying Texas.
Okay.
Great education system and no income tax. That's okay. All I'll say.
That's good. Stephen Fishback and I are going to be down in Austin on December 6th. And it's too far for you to make it, Cass?
I don't know. If it's your birthday, I might just show up.
Is that a Texas thing? Is that why Baylor and Missy do that?
I don't know. I just was throwing in a Survivor thing because I'm more Survivor than Texan at this point. But, you know, if you want me to just show up, I can. Who knows?
Okay, who knows? All right, so Cass, I guess let's talk about this Hustler tribe and what's going on here with Simone versus Patrick. And did you feel like that they made the right decision? I mean, this did come down to a age-old Survivor debate. Do we keep the tribe harmonious, or do we vote out the person who is the greater asset in the challenge? And a decision that you and the Luzon tribe faced once upon a time about whether or not they were going to get rid of a Jatia or a Garrett Adelstein.
Yeah, I think we visited that on Luzon twice upon a time because, you know, initially we should have gotten rid of Jatia. We didn't. We kept the Garrett. And then here we see the classic. Actually, we had like a combo, a little hybrid in Simone of Garrett and Jatia. Like there was no puzzling and there was a request for a chicken dinner to be delivered to the hotel room. So... Like, I mean, vegetables? When you're proud, yeah, there needs to be vegetables and aqua dumping. If that's the highlight of your Survivor experience, I understand it. It's very pleasant, but, you know, it's not a life accomplishment. It's you know. So I felt like it was like a combo of Jatia and Garrett minus destroying property.
Did you feel like that Patrick was doing enough to disrupt the tribe, that he should have been the person, that it overwhelmed the actual physical attributes that he had to help them potentially win challenges?
It's so early in the game that you don't want to get rid of someone who's just annoying, especially if they have an asset like being able to do well in a challenge. I mean, Simone wasn't contributing anything, it didn't seem like.
Yeah, I'm trying to think back to the puzzle from last week and whether or not that she was on it. The thing is that she didn't seem like she was a negative in the group. We got a little bit in the beginning that, okay, she's not fitting in. And then there was a little bit that she was the scapegoat on the puzzle. But was she responsible for ultimately blowing it?
I didn't really realize who was responsible. And I'm wondering if now Survivor's switching to not showing the negatives because they've had a lot of bad, you know, reactions from showing too much negativity. So maybe I didn't see that she blew the puzzle entirely.
Yeah, I like that puzzle on the geographic locations. Would you have been able to put that together, Kaz, as a puzzle master?
Definitively, yes.
Yeah. Would it have helped you? Would you have been able to take any of the geographic notes? Like, was it accurate? If you really could tell where Vanuatu was, where the Nicaragua was, would that have helped you in this challenge?
I think it was just a size. I mean, we could ask Dr. Mike if size mattered, but maybe in...
Wait, there was a correlation to the size of the arrow and the distance to where things were far apart?
Yeah, did you not realize that?
No, I didn't pick up on that. So
there were little like guides. There were three positions you could have the pieces in, and they had different distances from the pole.
Right, but it didn't have to do with how far away Nicaragua or Borneo was, right?
Yeah, but I'm like, when I do a puzzle, I look at the piece, not at like the writing on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Okay. So maybe we could find that out for whether or not that was actually a factor, the correlation between the distance, between how far away things were from Fiji. But yeah, I thought that Simone really was going to pull it out. And I really thought that we were going to be coming on to a Twitter that was going to be going nuts with yes, Queen Simone. She did it.
But maybe now do we have yes, Queen Patrick or... Like, what's going on?
Patrick got such a dodo edit in this episode. I really felt like that the show went out of their way to make him look as stupid as possible at every single turn. I would say that he got maybe, you know, an incredibly bad edit. I mean, he wasn't doing anything that seemed super negative, but it's almost like the show picked out every moment to make him look stupid and put it in there.
Well, I'm willing to bet he's going to be made to look even more stupid.
Yeah. Well, what do you think? Do you think that Patrick got a bad edit, or do you feel like that this was the tip of the iceberg and he's actually a total disaster?
I didn't think his edit was negative. I just thought it was goofball. You know, like here he is just spitting out bamboo. And I mean, maybe he's the guy who can't figure out an avocado, can't not, you know, cut firewood type thing, like mm-hmm. much like Mr. Fishbox.
Yeah. Well, Cass, so, maybe you could explain to me, what is the difference between Patrick Goofball and Ryan Goofball, which seems to be very well received? Like, Ryan tells this, like, meandering story about a birthday party at Tribal Council, and everybody's like, ah, classic Ryan. But Patrick does something stupid, and everybody's like, oh, my God, this guy, this Patrick, he's killing us.
Yeah, I think, you know what's interesting? Mr. Cass likes Ryan.
Yes.
A lot. Which I was surprised, because now that we live in Middle Earth, he should be rooting for someone else, right? But
but you can't like Ryan in Texas?
Well, I don't know. I was shocked, because I don't know. I personally, I like Ryan, but I feel like he's trying very hard to be part of the Survivor lexicon.
Mm-hmm, trying too hard. Yeah, you don't like that.
And I think, we have like old school, we have new school, and now we have super fan school, right? Like, these people who have grown up watching it, analyzing it, like, they have little play-by-play whiteboards, like they're the coach of a team when they watch. And I think we need to look at Survivor as in a third era at this point.
The postmodern era.
Yeah, that's kind of, you got the old school savage people, you got the new school Cochrane people, and now you've got the Spencer Bledsoe, Ryan type people.
Yeah. Do you think that that's a recipe for success, Cass, to have that sort of post-meta education about Survivor, or do you feel like that there will be a backlash against that?
I think, as we saw on Big Brother, in reality TV, there's going to be a backlash against the super fan, extra knowledgeable, let's just throw a monkey wrench at them type person.
Cass, I was very impressed tonight with Allie. I thought that she really came into her own in this episode. Did you think that she emerged as a power broker in this season?
Yeah, I really like Allie. There's a few people I really like at this point. And today, this was Allie. I liked her pregame when I saw her stuff and read about her. I was like, oh, I like this girl. So I really liked her today. I mean, I think she's playing smart. So, yeah, I definitely like her a lot.
Who do you think had the final say here in this decision of Simone versus Patrick based on what we saw?
Who's on there? I'm guessing Lauren had the final say. I think they're throwing some power her way and just saying, you know what, let's just keep the tribe. I think they're deferring to her. And I really like Lauren today. I saw her story break out a little, but I feel like the younger people maybe didn't want to make a decision. They've all got all these connections, so they said, let's just throw it on her. And just the wisdom of the crowd of saying, let's just try to win the next challenge, because we're not getting a merge next week.
No,
so
not yet.
You know, so let's get rid of the person who, you know, is proud to aquadump, can't do a puzzle, you know, and wants the
Is it bad to be proud to aquadump, Cass?
Well, I mean,
is that a negative?
I think when they show it, it's a negative. I think everyone brags when they do it the first time, but I've never seen it shown. I've seen the aerial photos of Steven out in the water, you know, but
too bad he wasn't here tonight. This is one of his areas of expertise that he could have given us some knowledge about. Cass, that to me, I don't know if Lauren was the person who made the call, because I felt like that Lauren was the person that was the most vocal against Patrick. Lauren got a good hate into Patrick.
Yeah, but we know we don't always see. Who do you think made it?
I don't know. To me, I kind of feel like that maybe the person that we're overlooking here is Devin, and that he seemed like we saw him right after the challenge say, OK, well, now we got to vote out Simone. And I wonder if maybe there is a Devin Patrick bromance that's sort of been underreported. We're seeing the Devin and Ryan side of it. And I think that Ryan was open to working with Allie about that. But I feel like that there might have been a conversation where Ryan went back to Devin and was like, okay, here's our new plan. And then Devin was like, no way, bro. Well, we got to vote out Simone. Patrick's a cool dude. We got to keep him. We need to win challenges. And then Ryan was like, okay. And then said, Allie, look, we can't, like, I got to stick with the guys here on this. And instead of going to a 3-3 tie, maybe that was the reason, that was the ultimate tiebreaker.
Or is it possible that Simone was just so out of her element that everybody was like, yeah, we can't. We just can't.
Yeah. You that's know, possible.
And it was one of those things where everybody knew what was going on, and we're just shown a few awkward moments with Patrick.
So it'll be interesting to hear what she has to say when we talk to her on the exit interview tomorrow and get her side of the story and just how bad it was living with Patrick. Let's talk about some of the other tribes tonight. And I have to get your take, Cass, on watching Joe tonight. And you had to have been having flashbacks to see Joe, like a madman, go searching for the hidden immunity idol.
Well, last week, all I thought was Joe and Alan are like Tony Vlachos, like the paranoia, the frantic stuff, the stop and frisks, all the stuff that was going on is like they're both to me very much Vlachos redux, right?
Stop and frisk. That was one of Tony's moves.
I don't know. I just like to say that. I mean, it's the lawyer in me. I don't know. How about I enjoyed it? You know, I'm like, Oh, yeah, JP, I would totally, you know, I think. I mean, Tony was frantic, but he was based in paranoia, too. And so is Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I almost feel like Joe's trying to be a Tony.
Yeah. I mean, I think that from the get-go, yeah, that was something that people were saying about him. And I think that he was kind of saying about himself. So he's out there playing this Tony-esque game. Now, last week we saw him really try to put the finger on Mike in terms of being the person who's out there looking for the idol. And I felt like he was still trying to get that. Like, the whole point of him trying to sully Mike's reputation was that he was trying to say that Mike is the guy out there constantly searching for the idol. And now we end up in a situation where if that's the case against Mike, that he has the idol, I think that a lot of things went wrong for Joe on a night that he finds the idol.
Yeah. And I mean, really, Joe, why are you targeting Dr. Mike? Like, of everyone on your tribe? I mean, let's just look at this. Let's take a step back.
Yeah.
You're the urologist guy making penis jokes on the mat in front of Jeff. Hey, I'm taking you to the end. You know, I mean, like.
Why?
Joe, pick a bigger target. I mean, pick a target that's going to win challenges and be a threat. Like, Dr. Mike is one of the least threatening people out there.
Cass,
I like
Dr. Is that why
Mike.
You aligned with David Samson on day one?
No, that was because we were the only two old people. We were like the mom squad. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, there's this exclusion that takes place on day one now. Mm-hmm. And I listened to your podcast with Ethan, and you guys were talking about that. It's so different now. It's so fast. So, you know, yeah, Joe, I think they're trying to get all they can out of him. I don't see him winning this game. Plus, look at his tattoo decisions.
Mm-hmm. Why?
They're very similar to a Vlachos.
But Tony won!
Like, the... Whatever.
You voted know. For him.
Fluke.
Yeah.
I voted for him because, you know, weasel woo. But hey, I think I don't see that was just a random crazy. It was like Fabio.
Yeah.
Every 10 years, a unicorn will appear.
Mm-hmm.
Someone will throw many idols around their horn.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll win.
Well, let me talk about Joe and the idol, because Joe goes out and he finds this clue to the hidden immunity idol. And there's this icon here. And then there is sort of like a legend that tells you about the ocean and then 5 feet. And Joe is under the impression that this map is the raft. And yeah. then in the ocean, and then 5 feet out from the raft in the ocean is the hidden immunity.
Wherever it is in right. the ocean. Yeah.
And,
it's a moving
and
target.
Since
Rob.
Cole was out there in the ocean, he must have the hidden immunity idol.
Yeah. That's why he's a probation officer.
Why? What does that mean, Cass?
He likes moving targets.
Moving targets. And I'm sitting there at home saying, no, that's the well. That's not the raft.
That's exactly what I was screaming at the TV.
Yeah, it seemed obvious to us who have never been to the well, but saw one shot of the well on TV. And considering that all Survivor maps, the only landmark ever is either your tribe flag or the well. Those are the only two maps that they have on these things. So that obviously it's from the well. So then he brings in Cole to go look for it. And then, okay, I gotta say bad job on Cole here. Because what the hell is Cole doing telling Joe, oh, that's the well? I mean, Cole knew immediately it was the well. Why tell Joe so Joe can go get the idol? Cole could have just kept that information to himself, gone and gotten the idol, and then had Joe on a wild goose chase the rest of the season.
Yeah, but Cole's in love.
But not with Joe.
Yeah, but he's all smitten by the love bug.
Yeah, I hear Jess is super cute.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah.
I didn't know who she was. I didn't know who she was. I thought she was like Rourke or Chris. I don't know who's on what tribe right now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yes. So Jess and Cole is a thing and they are smitten, Cass.
Well, I mean, the allure of the older woman is strong, Rob.
You know yes. Is that what's going on here?
I don't know. I'm just messing with you.
Wait, how old is Cole?
I don't know, because he thought like 30 was old.
Yeah. I mean, I thought he was like 25 or 26. Is that that's that big of an age difference? I mean, is he 22?
I'm just going to warn room, you, yeah, you're dating yourself right now, Rob, by saying this.
I am?
Because yeah, I mean, the older we get, the less we think 5 or 6 years is an age difference.
I guess not. The chat room's going to know how old Cole is. He's 24. Okay, I guess so.
And
I guess
she's 30. So 6 years. That's how much older Mr. Cass is than me, and I don't consider him some kind of lech.
Right. Okay. So that wasn't a stumbling block for you two.
No, it was the pregnancy that was the stumbling block.
All right, Cass is
sorry, I need another
oversharing.
I'm just kidding. Oh yeah, Stephen warned me. We're live.
Yeah, we are live. We are live. We can't take anything out of this, Cass. Okay. So Joe ends up with the idol. And now Cole knows that Joe has the idol. So now I feel like that this is a point against the argument of let's get Dr. Mike out because he has the idol.
Yeah, I think Cole has put a huge target on himself with this knowledge.
Yes.
So
you think that Joe, in a very Vlachos-esque move, might target Cole because Cole knows that Joe has the idol?
Well, if it's a Vlachos move, Joe, being of Vlachos, will target Jessica because it won't really make sense to anyone except Joe. Like, the paranoia will become rampant and he'll be like, I better take out a loved one.
Yeah.
And keep my
bromance.
So if he
takes out Jessica, then Cole will be too distracted and then he won't be able to say anything about getting Joe out of the game because he knows he has the idol.
Yeah. And he'll want to keep his meat shields.
Okay. Right. I could see it. We also saw then back at the Heroes Tribe cast, we got to see Chrissy working through her different allies potentially in the game. And systematically, by process of elimination, she came to the determination that Ben was the ultimate ally for her. You have to like Chrissy, right?
I like Chrissy. I think it was smart not to use the idol last week because she had nothing to gain from it. So she gained some points there. But I don't know if I like the process of elimination ally strategy.
Yeah, why?
But I don't know that if you go with Ben, he's going to get targeted, right? He's a nice guy. He's not causing any trouble and everybody likes him. I don't know. I mean, I like her. I don't know if she hero, super actuary hero. I haven't seen that one yet. But I like her. I think she made a good decision last week. I think today, you know, when we saw Ben, he was like pouring water on her and stuff. Mm-hmm. That showed that they had a bond. I know I never had anyone pouring water all over me out there.
Yeah. That's the ultimate bond. I think that might have been, I thought that might have been, was that Ashley or that was Chrissy with the pouring the water on them?
Oh, I thought it was Chrissy.
I don't know. We'll have to go back and take a look at that. Cass, so in terms of Alan, he came into this week, I felt really on the hot seat after the last episode. I thought he got his legs under him a little bit where he did not continue to be a lunatic out there. From what we saw, he seemed pretty calm. He did not have one outburst this entire episode.
Wait, what was his... He got the episode title last week, right?
Yeah, I'm not crazy, I'm confident, I think was the name of the episode.
Yeah, and now that we're seeing him turn from crazy to a little in control, maybe that was prophetic, right? Like,
yeah, so they were just throwing us off the scent. You feel good about Alan?
I don't really feel good about him. I feel like he had a bad episode last week, but I think you can totally screw up your first episode you know, in the beginning of the game, that's the time to make your mistakes, right?
Mm-hmm.
No one's going to be on the jury. And if you hang in there a day or two and you make a swap, you can recover. And the learning curve is pretty quick out there.
Now, we've definitely seen people have a bad first couple of days and come back from it. Unfortunately, Katrina's bad first couple of days, ultimately, she could not come back from it. You tweeted last week about how playing the game as a older woman is the hardest thing to do. Can you give us some more of your insight on that?
Well, I just heard, I think, a few times, maybe three times, about the older women, and we got to get rid of those two, or, you know, one of those two. They were targeted. And it just reminded me, like, when I went out there to play, I knew I was the oldest woman on my tribe. You know the other people are going to come after you immediately. And on that tribe, they had two older women. Mm-hmm. I mean, older in Survivor World. So, I think it's a tough position. But I actually think if you can make the merge, it can be a good position on a new player season because no one sees you as a threat. But it's those first couple weeks of just getting through. And I think any woman who goes out there of an age 10 years more than the next woman on their tribe needs to be careful.
Yeah.
Because they're going to be targeted.
Because,
and unfortunately, it happens very often.
Right. If you can make the merge, you'll be okay because people aren't going to be coming for you. But then the other problem is getting to the end and winning the votes, because a lot of people then are sour with that mom figure if they ended up playing a game that was dirty in any way, shape, or form. They can't get away with as much.
Yeah. And you got to go to the end with people older than you.
Yeah.
If you're the older woman.
Well,
point blank. I mean, that's the only mom over 40 to win is Denise. And she went with Skupkin, who I think is doing well in prison. I don't know if anyone's sent him a letter lately. And then, Blair from Facts of Life, who was making out with her brother.
So
either, you know, you got to find those two people to go with, or you're the goat. I mean, look at Mama C. She played a great game and no respect.
So what was that on the show, Blair and her brother? Or this is our brother and her brother came to visit her on Survivor. Was this a Facts of Life storyline?
No, remember Lisa's brother came and they had an extended...
I don't think they were making out, Cass. Come on.
Well, you know, I mean, maybe that was inappropriate and I shouldn't be on live podcasting because there's so many problems in the world other than me accusing Blair of making out with her brother.
That is true. That is true. Cass, let's talk about some of these different pairings that we've seen in the game. I feel like that we have like a few specific pairs that we've seen. I want you to rank these pairs. We have Devin and Ryan. We have now Cole and Jessica. We have JP and Ashley. And then we have Ben and Chrissy. Who's your power couple?
Okay. That was a lot to take in. Okay. So I'm going to say JP and Ashley. JP's going to fall by the wayside at some point. I liked Ashley the first episode. Liked her pregame. So I like Ashley. She didn't have a lot today. So I don't know. But I really liked her. Chrissy and Ben, my only problem there is they said they were in the driver's seat tonight. Mm-hmm. Never a good thing to say in episode two.
Yeah. You don't think that it could be a premonition?
Yeah. I think it's bad. I like Devin and Ryan. I really like Devin.
Yes.
I don't know why.
Why? Why do that? Well, try to explain it.
I feel like he gets it and he realizes no one else gets it that he gets it.
What does he get?
Just to be chill,
mm-hmm.
you know, at the beginning and not be overplaying from what we're seeing. To be overplaying or anything.
Yeah.
He's just like, oh my God, these people are all nuts and I'm just going to chill and pretend I'm listening and just go with the flow as long as my name's not out there.
You know, he said to Ryan, he's like, that just with you, that's the only time I'm smiling. I'm not showing my cards to anybody else. And every single other time he was on the screen, his mouth was like 4 feet open. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I can see him.
What was the poker face?
He doesn't need a poker face.
Yeah.
Because no one expects him to come. It's kind of like Tony Vlachos. We were like, no one's ever going to take that guy seriously.
Yeah. Cass, Lisa in the chat room says that Cass is a sucker for beach yogis. Is that a true statement?
I don't like the long haireds.
Okay.
You know?
All right. So
I don't generally like them.
What about Devin? Is that long hair?
I like how he's playing. It is kind of long for
medium
me.
Length.
I think it touches his collar.
Yeah.
It's inappropriate. It's inappropriate. She's just going based on my Joe Anglim island. You know, and that was just pure coconut. It was just coconut taking over my mind then.
Okay. Cass, give me your 10,000 foot overview of this season. So far, are you feeling Survivor heroes versus healers versus hustlers, or do you feel like it's been a slow start to the season?
I feel like I'm probably going to get an exam by Dr. Mike at some point, you know, like the proctology type thing that men go through.
Yes.
And I think we're going to have a rough patch, but I love new player seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And I like it. I mean, I love the raw play. I love, as far as I know, it's an unspoiled season.
Mm-hmm.
I just love to watch people fumble through this game as it's intended and not have this pre-gaming stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So thus far, I'm enjoying it. I'm hoping we get a female winner. Right now, I'm pulling for, well, there's only been a few women really shown, but I like Allie. I like Ashley. And I'm liking Lauren after today.
Yeah.
Chrissy, I just feel like that quote where they said they were in the driver's seat is just too soon to hear that.
Yeah, I actually really like Ben and Chrissy. I feel like that both of them have a winner upside. But I'd like to just explore Lauren for a little bit because I haven't been able to get a good read on her because I felt like coming into this season, I thought she had the potential to be sort of like a kooky character a la like a lunch lady Denise / custodian Denise. But then I thought that we saw a little bit of her not getting along and sort of like being alone by herself. But then once we got sort of like her backstory about how she's out on the boat by herself, I thought that she was being made out to be a very sympathetic figure in the show. And I think that she was probably on the right side of the edit in terms of she was talking about how Patrick is an idiot and then he was doing dumb things. So I got the sense that maybe she's around for a bit.
Yeah, I love to call people idiots when I'm playing Survivor, so I sympathize.
Mm-hmm.
I think she'll come in fifth or sixth.
Okay, so she makes
That's
a good
my
run.
Guess right now.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm guessing fifth or sixth. I don't see her winning because of the loner quotes. Because we know you gotta have friends when you play. I mean, I've never had any when I played, but they're in theory.
And you didn't win.
Yeah. I haven't been given the chance really.
Yeah.
So I'm liking Allie, but I feel like I don't know. I want her to win, but I don't think she's going to win. Just there's a little side eye in there. And I feel like we're being shown too much too soon.
Yeah.
Ashley right now, Ashley would be my winner pick for a female.
Wow.
And then,
okay,
I mean, as of this, I don't know. I think she's meshing with the guys. She's physical. We see her swimming. We see her doing all these things. She's not too, you know, not too anything to come above the radar right now.
Yeah.
Chrissy, I feel like because, and this is my own bias, whenever Probst is in love with someone, I just naturally feel like they don't have a shot.
Why is that? Do you feel like that Jeff hypes up people that don't have a shot?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I have to go back and take a look at that study and see the research on that. But Cass, I want to get into taking some questions, # RHAP, for your questions here with Chaos Cass. In terms of then Ryan, do you feel like that he has a shot? He's been getting a lot of screen time. Do you feel like, is that a good omen for him or a bad omen for him?
I feel like he's too game body.
Too game body. I feel like that, though, yeah. He seems to have charisma. I feel like everybody likes him.
I do too, and Mr. Cass likes him, but, you know, just because you like somebody doesn't mean they win. I feel like he's getting a lot of screen time. He's got a lot of one-liners. I know a lot of other people like that who haven't won.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Cass, let's get into some of these questions from the listeners, and why don't we start with Paige Williams. Why didn't Cole pretend that it was the boat and just go to the well later by himself so he could have gotten the idol? Was that a rookie mistake? I read that quick. I thought it said Rourke mistake. Rookie mistake. I think so. Cass, do you agree with this plan for Cole?
Yeah, I think he was, you know, he's not a guy who's rewatched the show a million times, and he's a guy who's out there to play and win. And he just wasn't thinking on his feet. You know, it's hard when you're out there. You're day six. He's kind of a muscly guy. His brain's not getting enough protein and stuff. He's not thinking that fast.
Well, he was trying to spin it like, hey, I'm a wilderness therapy guide, and it's my job to help people. I'm a healer. So by helping Joe find the idol, I did what I naturally do. It's like, what are you talking about, Carl? Don't rationalize this.
Well, I mean, he's a handsome guy, and they want us to have, you know, we got to have our little eye candy out there, right?
I guess so.
So they're going to make him look like a sweetheart, nice guy.
Okay. So they're a very nice guy.
I just think he wasn't thinking on
helping
his feet,
Joe find, you know, the idol.
And I think Joe comes at people, and I know from dealing with Tony, you either make him speak an animal language or you capitulate.
Right.
So he was just like, I can't make this guy speak dolphin, so I better just tell him where the idol is.
Okay. This is a question from Andrew, who says, would Patrick rather lose a fight to a giant crab and never get bit again or maintain his current relationship with crabs? Good callback for Big Brother. So, Cass, here's my question. Patrick is afraid of crabs, correct? He has a fear of crabs?
We all have a fear of crabs.
Yeah, okay, I get it. They can pinch you. Why did he have a crab in his pants last week? I'm afraid of clowns. Here's something that you won't find. A clown in my pants, Cass.
I think this is an issue for Dr. Mike. I don't want to know what's in anybody's pants. Yeah. You know?
Was this some sort of like immersion therapy for Patrick where it's like, okay, I'm going to overcome my fear of crabs by putting them in my pockets?
Yeah. I mean, Patrick's verging on the territory of Max Dawson at this point, right?
Let's not explore that, Cass.
He's going to Dawson himself. That's my guess.
Yes. Okay. John Densford says, we've hardly seen Desi or Rourke so far. Do you think it means that they're in trouble if the healers go to tribal council? I think it just means that that tribe has not gone to tribal council.
I agree. It means that tribe hasn't had any drama and these women are not causing drama. So they're not giving them anything, which is a great position to be in on day six.
Yeah, I don't think that that's a negative or a positive sign. I think if anything, maybe it's not a super positive sign, but even like a person like Michelle was pretty under edited in the pre-merge and she goes on to win the season. So I don't think that necessarily we can read too much into it in two episodes. Danny from the Bay says, how does this tribal compare with Dominic's birthday party? Contestants would want the TS goodie bags with soap, right? I would say that this was probably less fun than my son's birthday party, which we had this past weekend, Cass. That was not a sad birthday party.
Oh, was there a cake?
There was a cake, yeah. So that's better than tribal council already, right?
Right. I mean, I'm comparing all birthday parties to Rodney's at this point.
Yes. There was less Buzz Lightyear iconography at this birthday party at tribal council tonight.
Buzz Lightyear is still a thing?
Yeah, okay. This is from Edmo. How do you feel about crabs, Cass?
Never had them. Like to eat them.
Okay. Sam Pan says, if Cole touches the idol first, is it his? Cass, that you've played Survivor far more recently than I have. Do you know about any of these rules about the possession of the idol?
No, but I'm totally asking for a strip search from now on.
An idol strip search, yes. You were in favor of that last week.
Well, I was not in favor ethically, but as a woman, yes, I appreciated it. It was like, you know, we didn't even have to offer him peanut butter. We just had to threaten him.
Yes.
So I think it's great.
Cass, if you could go back in time, would you accuse Joe Anglum of having the idol?
I did many times. He did not agree to the stop and frisk.
Okay. Jennifer says, how much did Patrick and Allie pregame relationship affect this vote? So, Cass, this is something that came up in the preseason. I'm not sure how much you paid attention to the preseason coverage that we had, but Patrick and Allie went to the same college. And so Allie seemed in the episode to be willing to cut Patrick. Do you think that ultimately this relationship from before the game started saved Patrick?
Are they the same age?
Yeah, they were. They were at the same college at the same time. Like Allie, Patrick has never mentioned it, but Allie says she knew him from college and he helped move some stuff into one of her friends' off campus houses.
Oh, wow. That's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first I'm hearing of this, but you know, it's Survivor, and if you randomly get cast, I don't think it's random, but if you get cast with someone you know, mm-hmm. and you hide that from casting, it's kind of like pre-gaming when you go to a returning player season. Are you going to throw away your game for somebody who's acting like an idiot?
Well, I don't know necessarily if they even knew that they were in the same cast. It's not like that they were sort of like best friends and were like going through casting together secretly, that she got there and saw him. I don't know if they saw each other at like a hotel or any part during casting.
I'm guessing because of Allie's connections to the internet and YouTube that she's fairly savvy about these things. Mm-hmm. So they probably did pregame, but I think she's a smart enough person to say, you know what, this guy, he might have helped me move, a full-size mattress into my apartment 10 years ago, mm-hmm. but I'm not throwing away $1 million for him. So I would think that Allie would be smart enough to be like, yeah, this guy's an idiot.
Yeah. I think that if they did, I suspect that they did not have any sort of pregame contact, because if they did, why would she mention it? Why would she bring that up? Like, why wouldn't she just keep it under her hat the entire time that her and Patrick know each other? In talking with Josh Wigler in the preseason, she's like, this is so weird. There's a guy here that I went to college with. I know this guy. And so she's not talking about it like, look, let me tell you what's going on here. I know this guy. And like, if it really was something that they had going on, I feel like that she would downplay it and not mention it.
I don't know. That could go both ways. I mean, maybe she's super manipulative.
Getting the double fake out, like,
yeah, it could be like Varner in Cambodia, who's like, I pregamed with everybody, you know, and came out and tried to throw everyone
like
out.
When I thought Simone, there was no way it was going to be her tonight.
So I don't know. I mean, maybe she's that good. And if she's that good that she knew this guy and knew he was getting cast, my gosh, I hope she wins, because. Okay. We're entering a new level here.
New level. Okay. Tierna says, when did they start wearing team color coordinated underwear? And why am I just noticing this? Cass, did you have to coordinate your underwear with your tribe colors on Survivor?
Yeah. Spencer called me before the game and was like, you wearing green? And I was like, yeah, me too.
Yeah. This is before Kagyan.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
I mean, it's always a thing, right? They tell you. Why don't you submit
clothes? It does seem like that you pick things out and they pick the things that match what tribe you're going to be on.
I recall, I sent like 6 outfits and I had 6 colors to send them in. And then when I arrived and had to start the game, they gave me the clothes.
Yeah.
Out of those outfits.
Let's take some more questions with Chaos Cass in her element tonight. Patrick says, did it seem like the healers didn't panic when they were behind during the challenge? I love their calmness.
Patrick who?
What do you think, Cass? The healers, did you like how calm they were?
Which Patrick am I talking to?
Oh, no.
The one on the show? I'm just kidding. I didn't really notice because I was just kind of trying to look at the puzzle. This is one of my problems when there's a puzzle on a challenge. I'm just looking at it thinking I could kick everyone's butt.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, sorry, my ego gets in there when there's a puzzle like this and it's coming down to it.
Yeah. Xavier Law says, was this the first idol in a while that you could find without a clue? So have to go back a couple of seasons. So in Second Chances, you needed to find the clue to know about them in the challenges. Ty found was finding idols left and right last season. I will say, good job by Cole to chop the idol clue off the tree after they had found the idol. That was good work.
I did have a note about that was smart of him as a wilderness guide to like leave no trace. So,
yes. Although I think that I would be very suspicious if I saw that on the tree.
But honestly, who in a new player season is going to not notice that?
Yeah, it's a good point.
We're dealing with a new player season, so it's a totally different dynamic.
Yeah. Okay, Fred says, last week you said being a mom is the hardest role to be on Survivor. Can you talk about your experience with that? Also, please play again, Cass.
Play Survivor again? No.
No? That's it? You're done? You're hanging it up?
Well, I mean, I do tentatively have a Villains Alliance.
Yes.
In which we will, our plan is to vote each other out as quickly as possible so we have a great, you know, vacation on CBS.
So you have organized a trip with a bunch of your friends and the plan is to vote each other out as soon as possible so you could go on this trip.
Yeah, because why not? Why sit out there and suffer that long? So my plan, should I return, is to be the first out and to cost CBS the most money by having the greatest time on the pre-jury trip.
So you're going to spend all of CBS's money on some sort of pre-jury trip.
I'm going to spend so much money that, like, CSI will be canceled.
I think it already is, Kath.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
I don't know. I
think
I don't
you're
watch
a little
CBS.
Late on that. It's been off for a couple
years. Maybe I'll take away
years.
The budget for Big Brother since they're doing so many stupid things.
Yeah. Okay. Cass, I have a question that somebody on Twitter DM'd me a question today for you. And this is from Corey, who wants to know, Cass, if there was one thing you could have done differently on your seasons, what would it have been? Is there a decision that keeps you up at night? Can't wait to see you on Heroes versus Villains 2.
If there was one thing I could have done differently on my seasons.
You're not going to give me a real answer.
I know. I mean, like maybe worn a full bikini to horrify people instead of a tankini. I mean, that's a tough question for a quick answer.
I feel like even if there was something that kept you up at night in terms, I feel like you wouldn't say.
Well, my first season, I honestly think I left it all out there. My second season, the one thing I should have done, and the only thing that keeps me up at night is when we were selected for Second Chances.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a big T-Bird fan. And
yes.
I wish in that moment when I was selected and I knew that T-Bird didn't make it, because I thought T-Bird was going to make it, but it was very quick, that I would have said, just to shock Jeff and to give myself a better second chance when I actually do return, mm-hmm. I wish I would have just said, Jeff, let T-Bird take my spot.
Wow.
You know, that is the one thing that bugs me, honestly, because I was with too many people I'd played with before. And I always thought, in hindsight, I've been like, man, if I would have just said, take T-Bird in my spot. But it all happened very quickly.
I wonder what they would have done. So you're on stage and you say, you know what, Jeff, I can't do it. T-Bird needs to go. Does he say, okay, or is it, no, you're going. America voted you in. You're going. We're not changing it up.
It would have been a great coup because Jeff sucks at live TV.
Oh, Cass, come on. Do I have to hang up on you again?
Sorry. Yeah. Well, I mean, it would have like flabbergasted him. And I mean, I just, in my mind, I knew I wouldn't win Second Chances anyway. So it would have been a great thing. And I honestly thought she was going to make it. I even said, I think she'll win if she makes it. Pre-game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, like, I always think that, and I feel like she's never going to get another shot. So, I feel bad for that because it's such an integral part of her life for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
And some people live by that.
Even though you don't remember her tribe mate, Dr. Carl Balancione.
I don't, but I remember the beans.
Yes. Well, that was the other tribe. Okay.
Right. But Africa, like Ethan said, it's a forgettable season, right?
Some of it is. Some of it is.
Yeah.
Then, people want to know, Ryan and Allie, who's calling the shots more on the Hustler Tribe cast?
I think Ryan thinks he is, but I think Allie really is.
Yeah. And we'll see. We'll see. And I think that Devin has is a little bit more of a stakeholder than the show has let on as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think we've got three people on that tribe.
Okay.
That are good.
So, Cass, that you said before we came on tonight that, Ethan has had his name used for many different parents over the years who've named their kids Ethan. You wanted to let me know that actually Cass, the name Cass has actually spiked in popularity, according to people that have reached out to you on social media since you've played on Survivor.
Yeah, I think there are an exorbitant amount of people naming their female dogs Cass since
is
my
that
first
true?
Appearance.
Is that really true, or are you making that up?
I don't know. You better get a fact checker on it.
Yeah, okay. All right, we need to find
no,
the research.
I made it up. I was listening to it, and I thought...
Okay, that was fake.
Well, you believed that?
I did believe it. Next, you're going to tell me that your exchange student story is fake also.
No, I think we really can't find her right now. So
yes, but you really have an exchange student, Cass?
We do.
Yes.
We do.
Did the parents of the exchange student screen Survivor Kagiyan before they sent an exchange student to your house?
I do not believe that was not a question on the application. Have you ever been a villain on a reality show? So I did not answer they did discover it. And ironically, she's from Spain. And the week we first FaceTimed before she was coming,
yes,
in the Spanish version of Survivor, the challenge I won on Survivor was the challenge for that week. And that was the first week they ever watched it.
Oh, wow.
And for some reason, they had found some clip on YouTube or something of my immunity win, and then they turned on Survivor and saw that very challenge.
So they knew. They knew that they were sending the exchange student to a Survivor's house.
Yeah, but, I mean, she's a typical 15-year-old. She doesn't care if it, like, I keep doing this. I walk around her like this with a
what
little ball in my
for the people that are listening to the podcast?
No, I walk around her in a circle with a little ball in my hand and say, this is the world revolving around you, you know? Like, because this is what teenagers think, right?
Yeah.
So she, these people can give, you know, zero of whatever you want to say about me being on Survivor. That's the reality of having been on Survivor.
Yeah, teenagers don't care.
Nobody really cares.
Nobody cares. Okay. Let me see. This is from Stacked in FL. What do you hope will happen if Chrissy tries to fake out Ryan with the immunity idol that he secretly gave her? Are you hoping to see Chrissy try to use the idol that Ryan gave her as a fake idol, Ryan knowing it will be a fake?
Well, I'm hoping they'll get together and work together. I hope she doesn't try to use it against him because that would just be silly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she's smarter than that. I like that she said she was going to use it down the road. So I don't know when that will become appropriate for her, but I hope it does.
Okay.
I'd like to see her go far. I mean, I just didn't like that tonight when her and Ben said they were in the driver's seat. That always just means
just that one line.
I just think those lines, you know, it's always foreboding, right? Like, you're in control. I got this on lockdown. We're 6 days in. Don't say that.
Yeah.
I mean, in the back seat and let me drive.
It wasn't great for Missy. So maybe you're onto something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, Cass, she did break her gas pedal foot. So,
yeah. All right. Cass, a lot of fun stuff coming up, including tomorrow night when we're going to be at the Hollywood Improv to play the match game. Cass, are you up for a quick round of the match game with me before we log off for real tonight?
Now, what is the match game?
Okay. So I'm going to give you a question. And the question has a blank in it. I will write down my answer, and you need to match with the answer that I write on this card. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Let's do
it's going to be a Survivor-related question. Here we go, Cass. Okay. Here's the question. Andrew Savage has a new plan for the hidden immunity idol. When he plays again, this time he's hiding the idol in his blank. Okay, don't say it yet. Hold on. Bump, 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 bump. Do you have any idea what's going on right now, Cass? Are you following what we're doing here with this exercise? Okay, I have an answer.
Don't underestimate me, Rob.
Okay, good. I have an answer on this card. Cass.
Is this like Cards Against Humanity, like the best answer wins, or am I supposed to guess what
you have to guess what I wrote on the card. Okay. All right, Cass. Andrew Savage has a new plan for the hidden immunity idol. When he plays again, this time he's hiding it in his blank.
I said his Yahoo shares of stock.
Yahoo shares.
Because they are in the toilet, and that would be a great place to hide them because nobody wants them.
All right, sorry, Cass. I said beanie.
Yeah, I like my answer
not
better.
A match.
I win.
That's not a
match. Okay. Next one. I get it now. Now I get it. I was thinking whoever was the best, you know, but I'm now seeing it's whoever.
Whoever is the best. All right. We're gonna play more match game on the show on the live show Thursday night at the Hollywood Improv. If you want to be there in person, robhasawebsite.com/matchgame. There will be tickets at the door, but I'm not sure if it's gonna be a sellout or not. If you want to make sure you have a ticket, robhasawebsite.com/matchgame. Cass, we got a lot of stuff coming up here on the podcast. Of course, Josh Wiggler was a guest on the Taryn Show. Of course, that is our long form interview podcast. Cass, would you ever do a long form interview about your life?
I don't know that it requires a long form.
Yes. Okay.
Like, you know, yeah, I mean,
no, it's fascinating. It's fascinating. And this is that's I said to Sky I did not want a picture of the eye tattoo, but here it is on News what? AF. Yes. If you check out what's going on there, people are getting eye tattoos, Cass. It's gross.
Yeah, I only have one good eye, so I wouldn't compromise
any of
my vision.
Don't do it.
That sounds horrible. Have Tony and Joe heard about this? Because they got the whole shoulder chest thing going.
Yeah, those tattoos are way better than an eyeball tattoo. Trust me on
Survivor
that.
Most likely to get an eye tattoo. Go.
What, the survivor most likely to get an eyeball tattoo?
Yeah.
Boy.
Kat Ederson does not count. End it with a giggle. Start it with a giggle. Boom.
Boy, I don't know who has the most tattoos. Zane from Survivor Philippines most likely to get an eyeball tattoo.
Where is Zane?
I don't know. I haven't seen him recently.
You need to get him on Know It All.
So yeah, we'll get him to be the third Know It All next week. Survivor second exit interview of the season coming up on tomorrow. I'll talk with Simone and hear what she has to say. Very excited about that. And then Stephen Fishback will join me tomorrow, and we will get the insight from everything that he saw from this episode. We'll find out who won the fishy and much more. If you want to send in questions, long-form questions to the show, you can email survivor@robazawebsite.com. Every week when we do the show, we'll take your questions for Stephen. And then, of course, we've got the Survivor voicemails coming up with Akiva Whitaker. And Cass, I'm very excited. I have an announcement about that show. We are planning a mini hot takeoff for the voicemail podcast with Akiva. If you have your hot takes, you can email hottake@robazawebsite.com. We'll be reading off some of your hottest takes on the mini hot takeoff coming up on the voicemail show. hottake@robazawebsite.com. Cass, do you have a Survivor hot take you want to give us?
Yeah, I'm giving the first ever birdie.
Yes. Okay. Oh, yeah. Who gets it? Who gets it?
Stephen Fishback.
Why?
The bird eats the fish.
Why does he get it?
Because he didn't show up today. And it was a birthday podcast. I mean, there's so many references.
Yes. Okay. So congratulations to Stephen Fishback.
I don't know. What would be the meaning behind a birdie? I was wondering that. Would it be the anti-fishy?
I think it'd be maybe the person you're the most mad at.
Really?
Is there somebody you're angry with?
It's my exchange student tonight. She gets the birdie because she's still missing, and it's 9:24 p.m.
Okay. All right. Well, in all seriousness, I hope everything is okay with that, Cass. That I don't like to see you concerned and worried.
I'm not that concerned. But
yeah, I'm sure it'll work
out. Maybe I shouldn't do live shows.
No, I'm sure it's fine. Okay. Cass, also, did you follow Big Brother 19 this season?
I watched the majority of it.
Yes.
I'm sure, you know, I don't believe in these returning players with...
You don't like it.
...with the new players, so I was very pleased. You know, I mean, everyone
outcome.
Felt a moment of joy, right?
Yeah.
Like, Paul's face was just priceless. It was a MasterCard moment.
Yeah, Cass, did my interviews with the Big Brother 19 cast members. We just posted a video on our Rehapisodes series of behind the scenes at the Big Brother finale for the Rob is a Podcast patrons. You could check that out in the Rehapisodes feed. And for more information on all that, go to robhasawebsite.com/patron. Cass, what's the hashtag tonight? People want Dollar Store Tony.
Whatever the people want, you know, I'm
okay.
The anti-Trump. So whatever the people want.
Hashtag Dollar Store Tony. Well, Cass, let me just thank you for all of your outstanding work here tonight, filling in for Steven. I know it's not easy to jump in here. I appreciate it very much. Thank you. You could follow Cass on Twitter at Cass McHugh. Cass, is there anything else that you want to say?
No, thanks for having me. And I hope this is a good season. I hope one of my people wins.
Okay. All right. We will be back with our exit interview tomorrow morning. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.